there was a time when the British Council, the British and Americans, and the British too, the auspices of the British Council, used to meet the Americans in some agreeable place in the world and to talk about the future of the English language. And one occasion we met in Rome, and the Americans so rightly said, we're in Rome, we should see the Pope. So we went to see the Pope. We had an audience with the Pope, and he gave us a half an hour's talk on applied linguistics, and which was very brave of him in French, extremely good French, and he all gave us all a medal. And we were all very pleased about this. One of the things he believed in, quite apart from the ordinary Christian beliefs, which he obviously has, one of the things he believed in was that the English language would in some way even out, and that we'd all speak the same language in the end, and there's no difficulty of communication. And the British Council believed this, and a lot of other people do, but I don't. Because if you listen to English coming from different parts of the world, it becomes less and less comprehensible to me, anyway. Perhaps I said on another occasion that I couldn't understand Kojak and regretted that for several weeks afterwards because the Times picked that up and people wrote to me and said they agreed with me. But I do understand Kojak, in fact, but it takes a little time.